But tonight we're going to discuss the hashkafa, the hashkafic messages behind the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Maybe we'll have another shiur at some point for some of the halacha l'maisa elements. But the hashkafic messages, being that at least twice in the parsha, we have Kibud Av V'Em that comes up. Obviously, the one of the most one of the people in Tanakh in the Torah who we know is very machped on Kibud Av V'Em was Esav HaRasha. Right, Esav HaRasha. Yes, he lied and he did a lot of subterfuge to try to convince. And Rashi quotes, he asked his father, "What about that? He take off Meiser from Tevin and Melach?" But the Medrash says that he put on his Shabbos clothes and he took it very seriously. That's one. And at the end of the parsha, towards the end of the parsha, we of course have Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash describes how Yaakov did not want to go in the worst way. He didn't want to go to Yitzchak and put on Esav's clothing and go. And Rivka forced him to. And Rivka said, "This is what you're doing." And he didn't really have a choice. So those two, both Yaakov and Esav, get us into the mood for Kibud Av V'Em. So I thought maybe it would be an appropriate week to discuss it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was once on an airplane. You might have heard this story before. I heard this story first in the form of a story, and then years later, I saw it as a thought in the Emes Liyakov Al HaTorah, where he was on an airplane, and he was there with his children. I don't know which one of his children, Rav Binyamin, Rav Nassan, I don't know. But his children were waiting on him and servicing him and giving him unbelievable service. So there was a Gentile man that was next to him and said, "Great Rabbi, could I ask you something?" "Sure." "How is it that you instill in your children, such, heard this before, right? Such values, such fealty, they know who the father is." His answer will come up later in the shiur. Kibud Av V'Em holds a special place in the world of halacha in general. In the world in general, but specifically in Yahadus as well, we know it's in the Aseres HaDibros, Kabod Esvicha V'Simecha, and each one of the Dibros we could ask this question about. Each one of the Dibros is symbolic of something, right? Why were they chosen to be the Dibros? Rashi, I think, it's the only time Al HaTorah that Rashi quotes Rav Sadia Gaon at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, where Rashi quotes that Rav Sadia Gaon figured out how to put all 613 under the 10 categories of the Dibros. So really, each one is symbolic of a category of mitzvot. So we could talk about each one, Lo Signo, Lo Sachmod, but Kibud Av V'Em must be that too. And the question is, what is it? What makes it so special that it could be, it's a special mitzvah, but so is every mitzvah. What makes it so unique that it deserves to be in the Aseres HaDibros, and specifically, where it is placed in the Aseres HaDibros? We know that in the Torah, there are 10. In the Torah, there are 10. It doesn't say in the Torah how they're split up on the two luchos. So we assume it's 5 and 5. That's what we assume, even though there are a lot more words in the first 5 than the last 5. Right? If we're talking about weighing an equal amount, then the luchos where the words were, that was cut out. There are a lot more cutouts on the first luach than the second luach. But the Midrashim assume it's 5 and 5. There's a great Mabit. And the Mabit is one of the early Achronim. So he writes in his Sefer Beis Elokim, he says, so it had to be equal weight. So you had so much stone missing on the first one. What about on the second one? You have like 8 words. L'sirtzach, l'sinah, l'sigdov. Those were written in a much bigger font, says the Mabit. Because Hashem wanted to make sure people saw Lo Signov, right? Lo Sach. It was written, what the Mabit says, 500 years ago. It was written in a much bigger font, so it's the same space that was missing. But that's the Mabit. But anyway, the Mesorah is that there's 5 and 5. And of course, many of the Balei Machshava point out that what's the difference between the 5 and the 5? The first 5 are Bein Adam Lamakom, Shabbos, and Lo Sisa, and Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Avodah Zarah, and the last 5 are Bein Adam Machavera, Losan Abriyecha Yishaker, false testimony, and stealing, or kidnapping, and Losachmod. And the question is, one of them doesn't seem to fit. And that, of course, is Kibud Av V'Em. That's number 5. It's on the bottom of the first luach. So So why is it so appropriate to be in that spot? If I would have chosen, the Minchas Chinuch has this suffix, and we'll talk about it. What is Kibud Avaim? But A, why is it in the Dibros at all? B, why is it in that specific spot on the Aseres HaDibros, as we will see? Number three, it's one of those mitzvos that the Karen stays with us forever. We say it every morning. The first Mishnah Maseches Peah. You have it in source number two. Adam Ocha Perusayim Ba'olam Azeh Ba'Karen Kiyamath Olam Abba. Kibud Avaim. First one on the list. There's something special about it. There's even a story in the Midrashim. It's quoted there in the Mild Stach. You have it in source number three. About Rabbi Yeshua ben Elaim. Yeshua ben Elaim once had a dream. He woke up in a sweat because in his dream, it was told to him that his place in Gan Eden was going to be right next to Nanas the butcher. That was going to be his spot. And your place in Gan Eden is for eternity. It's not just like for a couple hours. So he's like, Nanas the butcher? Me and Nanas? Like, who's Nanas? I never heard of Nanas the butcher. And Nanas means a midget, right? So he starts looking. He asks his Talmidim, who's Nanas the butcher? Where's Nanas? They have no idea. They start spreading the news. Finally, they heard on a couple of towns over, on the outskirts of town, in a shack, Nanas the Butcher lives there. Like, okay, I got to go see Nanas the Butcher. So he goes, he takes his whole entourage, and he goes, and he finally knocks on the door. Somebody opens, like, hello. Nanas, like, is about to faint. Like, what are you, Rabbi? What are you doing here? It's like the Gadol HaDor comes to your house. Like, you open the door, and Rosh Feinstein's there. Like, what? What are you doing here? He's like, no, calm down. How are you? Shalom Aleichem. Can I talk to you for a little bit? He invites him in. Medrash tells a story. He says, tell me a little about yourself. He said, what about myself? You're the Gadol HaDor. I'm Nanas the Butcher. So he said, no, what do you do every day? He said, what do I do every day? I don't know. I wake up. I go to davening. I go to the butcher shop. I try to learn a little bit. Is there anything else that you do? Anything? So he says, I don't know. He says, tell me details. Detail what you do every single day. He says, okay. I woke up in the morning. And on my way to shul, I stop by. I have elderly parents that really can't take care of themselves. And I stop by and I take care of them and I feed them and I clothe them. And then that's all I need to hear. I'm good. Shua ben Elaim says, I'll be next to him in Gan Eden. And the question is, what made him so comforted? Because he was so machpid about Kibud Avaim. And again, it's interesting. A number of years ago, someone pointed out to me, right, we usually think the classic example of Kibud Avaim. What's the classic? Say thank you when your parents give you something. That's like classic. But those aren't the examples that Chazal gives. Chazal's examples, Kiddushin, Meseches Kiddushin, Malbisho, Ma'achilo, clothe them, feed them, meaning at a time when they're not able to clothe and feed themselves. That's the ultimate Kibud Avaim. At a much later stage, right? Mashkeo, bring him to drink. So you have to keep in mind that, yeah, we train. Kibud Avaim includes everything, but we have to keep that in mind. So the question is, what was Rabbi Yeshua ben Elaim comforted about? A further question. Again, what did we say so far? What's it doing on the Aseres HaDibros? Why is it in that spot specifically? Well, why was Rabbi Yeshua ben Elaim comforted? A fourth question. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, Rashi quotes some of it. Source number four. Rashi quotes some of it in Parshas B'Shalach. There are certain mitzvos that we received in Mara. Certain mitzvos we received in Mara 6 weeks before Maimon Har Sinai. Right, a week right after Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem gave us certain mitzvos there. The Gemara says there were 10 mitzvos given in Mara. The Sheva mitzvos Bnei Noach, and then we have Dinin, Shabbos, and Kibud Avaim. And if you think about it, why couldn't Hashem just wait a couple weeks? It's as if Hashem felt, Kaviyachol, I can't wait anymore. You need to have these mitzvot now. I don't want to wait till Maimon Har Sinai in another 6 weeks. I want to give them as soon as you can. You finished writing the Mitzrayim, are done. Mara, okay. Here are the mitzvot. So those must be fundamental, definitional, that if Hashem couldn't wait a couple weeks with the rest of the Torah, no, Dafka now, you got to give us these mitzvos. So what is it about these? So Shabbos, okay, you can understand Shabbos he wanted to give us. Dinim, people are already getting into fights. Okay, Kibud Avaim. As we'll talk about B'Hashem a little bit later, Kibbut Avaim in the Midbar, like what did my parents do for me there? As we'll see. So what was so definitional that Hashem had to give Kibbut Avaim in Mara? Even before the rest of the mitzvos. And one final question. The Medrash tells us, in Tana Dveilio, source number 5, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Kabed es Avicha v'Simecha. V'chima inyin zeh eitzel zeh. What is the connection? Elo lamedcha. She's called Zman she'odem mechabed es avav es imo. Ein chet ba'al yado. Just like Shabbos, based on this Medrash and a Gemara, brings mechilas avonos, so to kibbut ava'im is a kind of divine shield that protects us from other chata'im. At least potentially. Again, Esav didn't use that protection. But at least potentially, there's a protection. Ein chet ba'al yado. And again, we ask, what is it about this mitzvah that gives a protection that other mitzvahs might not? Okay, so we will examine 3 ideas in Kibbut Ava'im. Hopefully, we'll be able to put the 3 into one package by the end of this year. But 3 ideas. Number 1. The most basic level, and again, this is the messages here are whether we're actually able to fulfill Kibbut Avaim at this moment. It applies in life to, you know, even when one is much older. The messages of Kibbut Avaim apply always, no matter what stage of life one is in. So the Sefer Chinuch tells us, Mitzvah Lama Gimel, Lachabed Avaim, Mitzvah Kibbut Avaim, the most basic and well-known understanding of Kibbut Avaim is Hakaras HaTov. The most basic level. Mishar She Mitzvah Zu, says the Chinuch. Sheroi Lo La'adam She Yakir V'Yigmal Chesed. It's appropriate for a person to recognize V'Yigmal Chesed L'Misha Asi Motova. How many nights we kept our parents up? Crying, diapers, sick, headaches. And 9 months, our mothers slept us around. V'lo Yeh Navol U'Misnaker V'Kafi Tova. Not to deny the goodness that was given. Just the fact that we were born. The fact that we exist. Even if nothing more than that. Shezu mida ra'a ume'usa. Being kafui tova, denying and not giving back the goodness, is a terrible mida. But tachlis levnei elokim anashim. V'shiyitin alibo. To realize. Ki ha'av ha'im heim sibas ha'yosav ha'olam. They are the reason that I exist. V'yalkein therefore b'emes roilo. Lazlim kol kavod. Right, the most logical. Right, even non-Jews understand Kibbut Avaim. That's one of the reasons we don't make a bracha on Kibbut Avaim. Some of Farshim say you don't make a bracha on any mitzvah that just appears like something logical that anybody would do. Right, that's one of the reasons they don't make a bracha on Kibbut Avaim. But either way, Hakaras HaTov. Basic idea number 1. The Yerushalmi in Keya, I didn't give it to you, but even calls it a Piron Achov. A Piron Achov when we do that to our parents. The Ramban tells us that the Midah of Hakaras HaTov is a basic definitional mitzvah to who we are. It's in our DNA, and we want to keep it that way pure. The Torah tells us in Parashas Kisetze, there are certain nations that are not allowed to marry into Am Yisrael. Not too many. Not too many. 4. And not 4 forever. Right? Mitzri, you know, you have a couple of generations. But Ammon and Moab. Right? Ammon and Moab, the males are excluded. Even if they convert, they cannot marry Jews from birth. Most. Why? What is so pernicious about Ammon and Moab? You would think the Mitzrayim, Rashi already quotes this, Mitzrayim killed us, threw our babies in to the river. Ammon and Moab? Al devar shalo kidmu eschem balechem b'mayim. Baderach b'teischem b'mitzrayim. They didn't bring you basic necessities, bread and water. When you come out of Mitzrayim, they didn't bring you in the Midbar. You were passing by their land. They didn't give you basic food. And explains the Ramban, they should have. Because the whole reason that Ammon and Moab exist is because your great-great Zayda, Avram Avinu, saved their great-great Zayda, Lot. So it wasn't Stam just being a nice guy. But they were Kfui Tova. Says the Ramban, a nation that's based on Kfui Tova cannot marry into Am Yisrael. Because Am Yisrael is based on Hoda'ah. Vanira Eli says the Ramban. I'm sorry, I didn't press this. I apologize. Okay, so you can't. Maybe, is it uploaded at that? You'll do it? Okay. I pressed it now. Says the Ramban. The Torah distances these two brothers. Shehitzil Avim v'imam menacher Ashvi. Avram saved Lot. You're not going to have a Karas HaTov. And we know we're even called Yehudim. That's what we're called. Even though we're probably, most of us are from Yehuda or Binyamin. Probably equal percentage. I don't know, but there's a good percentage of us are from Binyamin. Also, unless we're Kohanim and Levim. But Yehuda and Yom Kippur are called Yehuda. Why? The Gemara tells us. What's Yehuda? Leah was the first one to be Moded HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She recognized how much she got. We're called Yehudim because Hoda'ah is part of our essence. Hoda'ah is part of who we are. And that's Kibud Av V'Em. There's even a beautiful thought that's mentioned in the Pachad Yitzchak. I think it's on Shavuos. I don't remember. But the Rav Hutner writes, I didn't give it to you, Rav Hutner writes that in Hebrew we know there's a word, mode. What does mode mean? Two translations. Mode can mean, like we're talking about, right? Hakara sato bi mode ala tova, toda, toda rabba. Mode means to thank, but also mode can mean to admit. Mode mimixas, to admit to part. Moda. Says Rav Hutner, the Lashon HaKodesh is always the magical language. It's the only language that has some inherent quality to it. Every other language is just based on agreement between the parties. We decided to call this a table, so we call it a table. We could have decided to call it a chair, but we decided to call it a table. But Shulchan, that's its essence. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. And words of Lashon HaKodesh have inherent status. That's why if you have one word that has different meanings, they must all be connected. Says Rav Hutner, admit, thank. If I want to thank, I have to first admit that I need you. If I don't admit that I need you, then I'm never going to come to thank you. Because I'll think that I'm great myself. I don't need anybody. So the first step in thanking is recognizing that someone else helped me out. How do you know what it means to thank and what it means to admit? You have to look at the following word, says Rav Hutner. If it's mode she, that's admitting that. You don't thank that. Mode she, then it means admit. Mode al, on something, that's thank. Punchline, he says, that's what we say every Shmona Esrei. We think mode means to thank. Mode doesn't mean to thank. Let's read it together. Mode manachnu lach. She'atahu Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avosinu Oved. We admit Hashem that you are the source of everything. Modim she'. What's the next line? No delecha al chayenu hamasurim biyadecha. Because we first admit that you are the source, Elokeinu. So then now we can thank. No de al chayenu hamasurim biyadecha. But that is all idea number one relating to Kibud Av V'Em, and that is Hakaras HaTov. And again, it's not just in action. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, right in one of his sichos, in source number 10, in Maimer Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, if a person goes through all the motions but doesn't really respect their parents inside, you're losing the point. It's about an inner chashivus given also. The action is supposed to lead to an inner chashivus. But that is all number one. Number two. A second idea is going back to that Sefer HaChinuch. That Sefer HaChinuch mentions a second idea. Relating to Kibud Av V'Em, back in source number 6, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Ukeshe Yikva, line 6. Source 6, line 6. Ukeshe Yikva Zos HaMida B'Nafsho. When a person is Koveya this Mida in his soul, Ya'ale Mimena Lahaker Tovas HaKel Baruch Hu. Hakar Satov to one's parents will lead to Hakar Satov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakar Satov to two of our parents will lead Hakaras HaTov to the third parent. Shehu Sibas over Sibas Kolavosav. Because why am I here? Because my parents are here. Well, why are my parents are here? Because their parents are here. Why are their parents? Going all the way back to Adam Arishon. Why is Adam here? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. So ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reason. At Adam Arishon. Vishot Siolavir Olam Sipik Sarchol Kol Yamav. And he supplies us. Every second he gives us. By the way, even when we're not doing the right thing, Hashem gives us chiyus. The first parak in the Tomer Dvorah talks about Hashem gives us life and sustenance no matter what, every single second. Right, the Gemara talks about it in Maseches Nida. You have it in the next source number 11. Everything that Hashem gives, and the parents, the father gives this, the mother gives this, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the abilities, the senses. The parents might give the eyes and the ears and the nose, but Hashem gives the ability to smell and to see and to hear. And when we focus on parents, that'll lead us to our ultimate parent with a capital P. And Rav Dessler says it in such a sharp way. Rav Dessler, in the fifth volume of Michta Melio, the posthumous volume, one of the posthumous volumes, he writes, why couldn't Hashem create the world without parents? What does that mean? Hashem created Adam. Hashem could have created everybody from the ground. Just like Adam. Every generation, more every day, people come from the ground. Hashem could have created the world like that. But he didn't. He dafka created man as a reproductive organism, and it continues to procreate. He created the world with parents. Why are there parents in the world? Says the Rav Dessler. If there wouldn't be a parent model in the world, it would be very hard to fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we wouldn't have a model in front of our eyes of one being that is so Moser Nefesh, that gives of their whole essence, parents' worlds are all turned over, upside down, right? Change jobs and work and schools, all for the kids. So only because we recognize that type of relationship between beings, such giving, so we can now at least fathom a little bit what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. And Hashem gives us, who hated, who made, who ate, who. If we wouldn't have a parent-child relationship to look at, then we would have no hasaga. We would not be able to even fathom what a Bore-Nivra relationship looks like. And that's how Kibud Av-Va-Em, recognizing parents, leads to this second idea of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's read the words of Rav Dessler. V'he'inyan hu, line 3. Ki lo hayalanu shum mavo, there wouldn't be any opening. L'hasigu l'havinis tovos ha-bori yisbarach, to understand the goodness of Hashem. Lule shahayinu rom es chasi ahorim l'bneim, or not that we saw the chesed of parents for their children. L'lo zeh, without this, haya adam chash, without parents, I think, okay, it's all me. It's all me. I don't see any giving if I came from the ground. But now that I see that my parents brought me into the world, and without them I wouldn't be here, I wouldn't be educated. He has a live dugma, an example, al chasadav shel Hashem, shehimsi oso v'nosein lo hakol. And therefore the parents are the vehicle for how we recognize HaKadosh Baruch. That's the second idea. But if we think about these two ideas, we might have answered one of our questions from earlier. Why is Kibud Av-Va-Em specifically where it is in the Dibros, on the bottom of the first Luach? It's a transition Dibor. If the first luach is Bein Adam LaMakom, and the second luach is Bein Adam LaChavero, you need a transition. Kibud Av-Va-Em is that transition, because it has both elements. It has Bein Adam LaChavero, that's our first point, Akaras HaTov, which then leads to Bein Adam LaMakom, our second point, Rav Dessler's point, the Sefer HaChinuch's point, that is number two. Again, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lama Gimel has the Safek. Which is it? But one could say there are elements of both. There are elements of both. And that's what we have to recognize. But we still need one more idea, because we're still wondering, what about the protective shield? Was this all that Rabbi Shua ben Elim was worried about? And he was comforted. And why do we need it even in Mara? Why do we even need it before the Torah was given? So that gets us back to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Back on the airplane. Right? When he's asked, you know, how do you get your kids to give such kavod? So I don't think he told them the vart, but now let's see the vart, and then we'll see, he said the message of the vart. We know the pasuk at the beginning of Kedoshim, towards the beginning of Kedoshim, tells us, Ish imo v'aviv tiro v'shapsosai tishmoru. Right? Be in awe of your parents, which we're not going to get. Right now, we're not differentiating between mora and kibud. Two separate ideas. Maybe another time we'll talk about the difference between mora, parents, ishim of tiro, and kibud of parents. But we're just putting them all together right now. Ishim of tiro v'shapsosai tishmoru. What is kibud of aim or mora of aim in the same pasuk as Shabbos? So Chazal tell us, if your parents tell you to do an avera, to be mechal Shabbos, I'll let her listen. That's what these two are juxtaposed. Ishim of tiro, but with a limit, shapsosai tishmoru. Rabbi Yaakov has another idea about the juxtaposition of these two in the same pasuk. Nire levaera kesher. What's the connection between Shabbos and Kibud Av Ve'Em? Debe'emes hamad ha-ma'amin b'kadmas ha'olam. If someone believes that the world was always around, kadmas ha'olam, there was no bore. U'kmosh ma'aminim umos ha'olam v'rishay Yisrael she'b'meshach hazman nispatach adam mikol minei kofim v'shar chayis v'chadome. Evolution, we started off as apes, and we developed into more sophisticated apes, and finally into cavemen, and finally into people. Behechrech shesover, so if you believe in that, so then basically every generation is one generation further from the apes. So every generation is better, smarter, higher, more technologically advanced. Shekol ma she'adoros misrachim yazman akadmon yoser, hey mefutachim, they're better, they're more developed. The Yosarim Chashuv, and the more Chashuv, and therefore, you know what? The parents should honor the kids. The parents are one generation closer to the monkeys. So if you believe in that, so then that's, right, the Dor HaTzair should be Mechabi, the Dor HaZakin. But we don't believe that. We believe every generation further from the source, further from Ayman Har Sinai, further from Adam HaRishon, they're further from that connection to HaKadosh Baruch. If you believe in Shabbos, then Kibud Av Ve'Em makes a lot of sense. Because Shabbos, of my Sabracious, and everything that entails, that Memela, that's why it's in the same pasuk. Shabbos and Mora. U'kechol she'misrachim adoros yoser. Ono misrachim me'ashpa elokit. U'me'agalusa yisbarach. We're further from the heavenly hashpa. Bevadai asum olenu l'chabit esar hakodem. That's what Rabbi Yaakov told him. On the plane, we believe in Brias HaOlam. We believe that every new generation is further, is more diluted from the source. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense. In the footnote, I didn't give you the footnote, but in the footnote of Rabbi Yaakov, he said, Rabbi Yaakov once said, he quoted Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman said that if Darwin had ever met the Chafetz Chaim, he would have thrown away his whole thesis. Because there's no way the Chafetz Chaim had any connection or kesher to that development. Even, there are also stories about how Darwin, towards the end of his life, you know, really wanted to retract, but like, how could you retract your whole life's work? So he didn't. But there's evidence to that. But either way, what's this message of Kibud Av Ve'Em? It's not about Hakaras HaTov. It's about recognizing our place in the Mesorah. It's about recognizing that we are a link on an illustrious chain of Am Yisrael, of history. And that's what Rav Hirsch writes in Parshas Yisro. Parents have to give over this message to the children, and the children have to take part. Through father and mother, God gives the child not only physical existence, they're the actual bond that joins the child to the Jewish past. And there are those who to hand over to the Jewish mission and knowledge. Without this bond, the chain of generations is broken. The Jewish past is lost for the future, and the Jewish nation ceases to exist. Kibud Av Ve'Em is about recognizing the Mesorah, the connection that we have. And this message is so basic that we are part of a halachic and hashkafic history then maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have it even before Maamad Har Sinai. This is too important of a message to wait another 6 weeks. I don't know where he got it from, but it's a guess. The Rambam, we know, has three famous Hakdamas. Great thing to learn at some point during the day. All the Hakdamas, the Pirush HaMishnah, and Techelek, and Pirkei Avos. But he has a short Hakdama at the beginning of Mishnah Torah. Three pages. Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. Short Hakdama. Right before he starts talking about the mitzvos, which is Mishnah Torah, the Rambam talks about... What is he talking about? If you were the Rambam and you were writing Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, right, your magnum opus. So nowadays, you know, he'd thank his wife, you know, he'd thank my Rebbeim, you know, I want to thank that every... Okay, so now the Rishonim didn't do that. But what does the Rambam do? The Rambam talks about one thing in Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, Mesorah. Goes through the 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina and Ravashi. The Shalshelas HaMesorah. He talks about that Gemara and Erevin, how the Mesorah was transferred from Moshe to Aaron. And it goes through why he wrote the Mishnah Torah. But that's the message. Where does Aaron get this from? Why is this so crucial to put right here? Maybe he got it from this idea. The Kibbutz Avim had to be given in Mara before the Torah was given. Even if not, but the Rambam still does it. Whether he got it from here or not, it doesn't make a difference. But before we have Torah, we need to know the message of Mesorah. That we're part of a tradition, a chain of tradition that spans generations. And Kibbutz Avim helps us realize that. The Ksav Sofer says in Parshas Vayeschanan, maybe that's why the Torah emphasizes that. You know, how do we know it was given in Mara? Because the pasuk in Vayeschanan, "Kabed esvicha v'simecha, kasher sivcha Hashem alkecha." Honor your parents like Hashem commanded you. What do you mean like Hashem commanded you? He's commanding us now. No, he commanded you already. Where? In Mara. 6 weeks ago, he commanded you. Why was Kibbutz Avim given in Mara? And why do we have to, why is that emphasized in the Aseres HaDibros? Says the Ksav Sofer. So we shouldn't think that Kibbutz Avim is only about Hakaras HaTov. Because after all, what did parents do in the Midbar? Did they buy their kids clothing? No. Did they go shopping for their kids? No. Did they do anything? What'd they do? They weren't really, they were parents. They taught them Torah? Okay, everybody learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kibbutz Avim has a message separate from Hakaras HaTov. That's the emphasis, says the Ksav Sofer. Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. By Midbar, Kishetziv Hashem al mitzvahs Kibbutz Avim, lo ayu somchen al shulchan aviyem. They got the man from Shemayim. They didn't have any needs for clothing and food, and yet there's a mitzvah. Because there's an overarching message here that kind of is a macro message outside of these specific individuals. The message of recognizing that you're a link in the chain. And if you think of it that way, we said before that Kibbutz Avim is a transitionary dibur on the Luchos. It's also a transitionary mitzvah for us, for the people doing the mitzvah. When we're mechabed our parents, we are a link in that chain, and then when we allow or have our children be mechabed us, we fill both roles. We are a link. Some of the Bali Machshava, maybe it's a Shem Yishmol, I don't remember. But some of the Bali Machshava talk about how the word Even, I think I heard this from Rav Goldwicht many years ago, Rav Meir Goldwicht. Even is a conjunction of the words Av and Ben. Or Av Ben Neched. Right? Either way, but Even is about Mesorah, about tradition. The Luchos Avanim. They were made on stone. Kibbutz Avim is the transitionary mitzvah. The people involved in Kibbutz Avim are transitionary personalities in the act of Kibbutz Avim on the Luchos Avanim, which was the first step in the Mesorah. And it was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu and then to us. A third idea. Putting it all together, three ideas we've had. It's about Hakaras HaTov to our parents. It's about Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in my life. And finally, recognizing that we are part of an illustrious tradition going back to Maamar Har Sinai, but even going back to Maisa Bereishis. The Gemara tells us above a comment, Daf Lamed. I like to use this Gemara a lot. Threes are always good in Shiurim, to have three of something. But if it fits into the Gemara, it's even better. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Haiban de Bala Mevi Chasida. Whoever wants to be pious should be involved in what? Three things. Says the Gemara, Lavkaya Mili de Nezikin. This is why it's in Baba Kama. Either to focus on laws of Nezek, Rava Amar Mili de Avos, Va'amri La Mili de Brachos. Three categories that we have to focus on to be pious. Says the Marsha, three areas of our life. Three areas of our Avodas Hashem. Ben Adam Lamakom, Mili de Brachos, Ben Adam Lachavero, Mili de Nezikin, Ben Adam La'atzmo, working on my own religious personality, perfecting it, that's Mili de Avos. Pirkei Avos, which is all about Midos, and that's the focus of Ben Adam La'atzmo. If we think about our three ideas in Kibud Av Va'Em, maybe what makes it so special and unique, and why Rabbi Shua ben Elaim was comforted that he's going to be next to Nanas the Butcher for eternity. And what gives a protective shield is because it has all three aspects. It's one mitzvah that really fills all three categories. It's Ben Adam Lachavero, that's the first. Hakaras HaTov. It's Ben Adam LaMakom, Rav Dessler. The Chinuch, leading to the ultimate parent. And Ben Adam LaAtzmo, how do we perfect our personality? Midos. Where do we look for Midos? Pirkei Avos. Why is Pirkei Avos called Pirkei Avos? Because it's our parents and our earlier generations that we look at to try to perfect our Midos, to try to perfect, you know, who we want to be like. So it's central and significant because it has a triple element to it, and that's why it belongs on the Luchos, specifically where it is, and what a central role that it plays in Yahadus. There is a medrash, just end with this. There's a medrash, it's the Sifri and Zos HaBracha. A little bit is in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, but the Sifri and Zos HaBracha says that at the time of Maamar Har Sinai, at the time of the Luchos, Kadosh Baruch Hu first offered it to all the other nations of the world. He went to Ishmael, and he went to Esav. I gave it to you, the Sifri in the last source. He went to Esav, right? This week's Parsha. Esav, you want the Torah? What does Esav say? Well, what does it say? Makasavba. Amar Lehem, he said, Lo Sirtzach. Come on. That's my hobby. Okay, fine. Next, Amar Nemoav. Makalam Atem Es HaTorah, Amar Makasavba. Amar Lehem, Lo Sinaf. No, that's also what we enjoy. Okay, goes to Bnei Yishmael. You want the Torah? Amar Lo Makasavba. Amar Lehem, Lo Signov. How do we make a living? Right, goes through all of them. Bnei Yishmael, you want the Torah? Nasa Ben Ishmael. We'll take it. If you don't remember anything else from the Shir, these 3 minutes is a great vart, just to remember. It's very say-overable. So, the kasha that's asked by some of the Bali Musar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to make a shidduch here. He's trying to offer the Torah to different nations. So, Esav, you want the Torah? Makasava, what's written in it? What should Kadosh Baruch Hu have answered? What's written in it? Kibud Av Va'Em. Hashavas Aveda. Oh, nice mitzvah. It's not controversial. He dafka says the mitzvah that he knows that they can't stand and they're not going to be able to live by. Lo Sirtzach. Give him a chance. Yishmael, lo signov. Come on. There are other mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu would have said. He obviously knew they were going to say no. So the Bali Machshava say, now Kadosh Baruch Hu says you want the Torah. They said, Makasavba, what's written in it? Right when they said, Makasavba, what's written in it, Hashem says, not interested. Your commitment is based on Makasavba. Let me hear what it's about and then I'll decide. That's not called commitment. Lo sirtzach. Lo sinaf. Based only on the Torah? Nasev and Ishma. It's the opposite of Makasavba. They don't care what's written in it. They trust Hashem. That's called commitment. That's called Ava She'en Etzluya B'davar. So we do every mitzvah ultimately because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. But as much as we can analyze every mitzvah that we can get messages from and glean messages from, it makes it tastier, right? Ta'ameha mitzvos. Getting back to the Hebrew language. Tom means reason and Tom means taste. Why? Because when you hear reasons for something, it's tastier. It's easier to do. That's Tom and Tom. All right, so keep it up, aim. We do it ultimately because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us. But we learned three messages tonight. You hear what's on that we, A, live based on these messages, make it part of who we are, and B, what is the schus of fulfilling these messages, so then one should think about these messages as one fulfills them as well. Okay, enjoy. Remember to say an alamichi if you had a sufganiya. But Baruch Hashem, we're in the season. We're in the season. Baruch Hashem. Do a little bit more exercise. We'll have to probably need it. What? No, take them. He told the guy, he says, we don't believe in evolution. All right, so we, I'm sorry, so you missed it for 20 minutes. Oh, he was recording.